BC's Grey Monk Estate Winery planted the first Pinot Gris vines in the province over 30 years ago, so it's probably not surprising that Grey Monk's version of what has become BC's best-selling white varietal is a standout. Delicately colored and presenting seductive aromas, the smooth and just off-dry 2023 vintage offers the palate a zesty array of citrus hints and orchard fruit flavors such as pear, peach and melon. Rich and supple, this is ideal with everything from spicy crab cakes to quiche or roast chicken. You won't regret paying $24. Chile produces a lot of well-made Cabernet Sauvignon, so even their entry-level offerings can be of interest. Modestly priced at $14, Frontera is medium-bodied and fruit-forward, with flavors of blackberry, plum, cherry, cassis and a touch of chocolate and pepper. Soft in the mouth and finishing a bit sweet, this pleasant little quaffer is good value at this price point. Frontera is big enough to stand up to hearty stews or a spicy pasta dish. Nestled against the Pyrenees Mountains in northeastern Spain, Bodegas Borsau has been a source of premium Garnacha, aka Grenache, for over a half century. The Borsau Garnacha Selección 2021 is a smooth and full-bodied red that is deeply colored and offers primary flavors of cherry, blackberry and plum alongside notes of chocolate and caramel. Finishing dry, this spicy and nuanced wine gets further complexity through the addition of 15% Tempranillo. It's fairly priced at $18.50. Big and bold yet smooth as silk, the Carnivore Zinfandel, $23, is a lushly aromatic fruit bomb. Flavors of blackberry, plum and cassis glide over the palate, after which hints of baking spices and mocha seal the deal during the long finish. Hailing from Modesto, California, home to global wine and spirits behemoth E. and J. Gallo, the, perversely misspelled, Carnivore has that delightful Zin brambliness combined with a juicy freshness. This good value wine is great with barbecue, ribs or steak. All prices include tax.